WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. One person is dead, and another was flown to the hospital in critical condition after an accident on Highway 21 just north of OSR. KBTX reports the accident occurred Sunday evening near Fazino Lane and closed the highway in both directions. Information about the accident, including how the head-on collision occurred on the divided highway, was not immediately available from DPS. Before the end of the week, the Texas A&M football team will be practicing on new turf at Kyle Field. A&M system officials announced installation began late Saturday, ahead of schedule. The new sod from North Carolina was ordered after chunks of the former turf came up during the Aggies game during Rice 2 weeks ago. Its replacement arrived in more than two dozen refrigerated semi-trailers. While the team gets to check it out before going to Mississippi State this Saturday, the first real test of the $300,000 replacement will be the following weekend on October 11th when A&M hosts Ole Miss. Tuesday night is the first of two public meetings to offer your ideas about the Twin Cities' first park for children with special needs.
Well, you might remember a few months ago, City Council discussed a future playground at the Stephen C. Beachy Central Park.
Okay.
It's to be an inclusive playground for children with special needs, and it's called the Fun for All Playground. There will be two public meetings to gather some input and some feedback about what sort of features that should have.
City of College Station Communications Director Jay Sokol says much of the $2 million cost will be paid through private fundraising. Tuesday night's meeting, public meeting, starts at 6:30 at the Southwood Community Center. The person in charge of all Blinn College campuses is stepping down. District President Harold Nolte has announced his retirement effective the end of January next year. That will complete more than 4 years at Blinn and a 35-year career in Texas higher education. A news release listing Dr. Nolte's accomplishments is online at WTAW.com. A special meeting of Blinn's Board of Trustees will take place this afternoon at 4 in Brenham. The agenda includes an executive session to discuss the district president's position. One of the tools used to bring economic development to the Twin Cities, particularly in the Bio Corridor, has been suspended. The administration of the Texas Enterprise Fund has been criticized again, this time following a state auditor's report showing almost a quarter of $1 billion was awarded to 11 companies that did not submit an application. Dallas economist Ray Perryman was among those calling for reforms that emphasize more transparency.
We need to clean them up. We need to look at ways that we can make them more efficient and run more like they should. At the same time, we have to be very careful that we don't put the recipients in a straitjacket, because there have been states that have actually lost locations because of something like that.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who is supposed to sign off on all awards, says he would not okay any more grants until the auditor's recommendations have been fully implemented. A new survey conducted by the Texas Transportation Institute indicates we love our cars and we're not interested in walking, bicycling, carpooling, or in public transportation. 91% of Texans say they drive alone in their car on their daily commute and they plan to keep it that way.
These auto drivers see themselves as the primary users of the system rather than one of many users.
And researcher Chris Simek says there is no support for any new taxes like raising the gas tax or vehicle registration fee. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by WTAW. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
So there you go, it's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norman G. Tractor. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normangtractor.com.
High pressure, it's going to produce sunshine. Temperature's going to reach 90 during the afternoon. Clear skies tonight, lows will be 70 to 75. More sunshine for tomorrow, highs will reach 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy with patchy fog tomorrow night, 70 to 75. A blend of clouds and sunshine on Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. Though Wednesday afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So we're talking about the football game on Saturday afternoon. It ended in a rather exciting way.
Yeah.
If you're an A&M fan, I did feel sorry for all those people from Arkansas.
I don't know that those words have ever been put together in a sentence.
Well, you know, and then they were getting obnoxious. You know, they're showing on the big screen there, guys rattling, they're shaking their keys, going, you know, it's time to go and all that. Yeah. And they have a long drive back. The thing is, they're a pretty good football team, and that coach is a pretty good coach, and they have not won yet in the SEC while he's been the head coach, which is, you know, kind of amazing, but nonetheless. But still in all, the thing is, if you were there, and this is, you know, these kind of things are the kind of things that television really doesn't capture very well.
No, you're absolutely right.
I mean, NASCAR races, rocket launches, and things like that, large crowd reactions, they don't do well in capturing it. So if you were there, you were probably yelling, and so you really couldn't tell what it sounded like. So what we did as a public service was to record it so you could hear the play when the Aggies win the football game.
Just to give you a setup, Zach Taylor, our sports guy in the afternoon, was directly under the goalpost in the end zone that they were going towards.
Yeah.
So if you were at the game or saw it on television, it was just about a section over from the Aggie band.
Mm-hmm.
This is right when the play starts, and you can hear when the stop is made.
Yeah.
And it just stays like that for a very long time.
That was about the time I nearly drove off the road.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. So, with that in mind, a Japanese company has created a team of robot cheerleaders. The Murata cheerleaders were built by Kyoto Electronics and Murata Manufacturing to demonstrate group control technology. We have an example for you.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, $1 all for my team. Stand up and holler.
What do you think?
Rah, rah, ree.
Yeah.
Kick him in the knee.
Exactly.
Stephen Hawking School of Science.
Exactly. Basically, several independent robots are controlled by a single brain, which allows them to move freely without bumping into each other. A spokesman for the project.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
They really got this cheerleading thing nailed.
Well, that's, I mean, I don't think that's the reason people like cheerleaders. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I'm thinking that actually people are looking for something a little bit different than that. And so as a result, I'm not sure they'll sell a lot of these. But I was going to try to build another one here. Because here's the deal is...
You're building cheerleaders now, Scott?
Yeah, exactly. The I remember the first time I went to a Big Eight football game, okay? And what they did is they had cheerleaders and pom-pom girls. I've never seen those in person. I'm going, this is college, okay? It's college. But nonetheless, I guess it probably could work. Okay, so here I think I've been able to build another one here that could work. Hang on, let me see. This would be a male, so we'll bring in Dave. Okay, and Dave will do this one for us, so that we might feel like we could be a part of this.
A yell leader, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
A G G I E S.
What do you think?
That's terrifying.
That is awesome.
Let Chase try to get that deep.
Oh. I don't know how, but I may need something like that.
Yeah, here we go.
A-G-G-I-E-S.
Go to sleep.
Yeah. So there you go. Got that taken care of. Again, they don't tell us how much they'll cost, these cute-looking cheerleaders.
Maybe that'll be the new intro to the Aggie Sports Report.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's like that guy who does the Westwood One radio network.
Exactly.
Yeah. A spokesman for the project says the cute-looking cheerleaders are helping them develop a technology that could later be used to keep driverless cars from crashing into one another. Okay. All right. Okay, here's something else I know that you were worried. Oh, call. Hello.
Hey, was that Yellert or Belching?
Yeah. Well, okay. Here, I can speed him up a little bit. I just felt like we needed the pause as they're, you know, calling out the letters, but we could do if we wanted to do it a normal way.
A-A-G-G-I-E-S.
See, that's a yell leader on helium, and that doesn't sound good.
That's not nearly as fun.
Kind of why I slowed it down a little bit so we'd get that. Anyway, all right. State Fair is going on, right? State Fair of Texas, where they deep fry everything, right?
Yep.
Well, comes now this story. If you ate a deep fried Snickers at a fair or a festival this summer and you're still alive, congratulations. Scottish researchers say that deep-fried candy bars like Mars bars and Snickers are so full of fat, they slow the supply of blood to the brain, raise the risk of having a stroke within minutes. Minutes!
Whoa.
Experts say that the men who already have narrow arteries are the most in danger. Duh. Researchers over there fed battered chocolate bars to 24 volunteers. They found that just 90 minutes later, blood flow to the brain was reduced in men, though there was no major change in women.
See, that is so wrong.
Yeah.
It is just, no.
Yeah.
The blood flow was reduced because he was completely satiated and nothing else mattered.
That's right.
He either had turned the brain off.
Or our brains are so large that the blood flow couldn't be increased.
I could make a mint with my deep-fried baby aspirin.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do the chaser there. Yeah, exactly. And the anyway, Texas Reds going on over the weekend. They had a pretty good crowd there.
Good.
Yeah,
we weather seemed to hold out for them.
Yeah, we were there Sunday for a little while. Didn't do any of the fried food things, but there were certainly some of those. And yeah, so hopefully we'll hear a good report when that happens, when they get that out. For the first time, the world record in the marathon is now under 2 hours and 3 minutes.
Good for them.
Some show-off named Dennis Kimeto of Kenya, course, damn Kenyans, tore through the course on Sunday at the Berlin Marathon under 2 hours and 3 minutes. So what, he gets home at 5 o'clock, he goes, I got time for a marathon. Run out to the store 13 miles away and get the groceries and come on back.
If it took me 2 hours to do a marathon, I might do a few of those.
Yeah. Exactly. You're to the point where you don't feel comfortable with that time commitment, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to run a marathon? No, you know, I just don't really feel comfortable giving that much of my time.
If I'm going to spend 8 hours doing something, I want to get paid.
So, it's right.
That just reeks of capitalism, yeah. Patrick.
I was going to do a story on volcanoes and killing people, but now since you've done that, I'll just move back over to... Try to keep the levity in the program, if at all possible.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
We averted tragedy here.
Yes. Giving in to junk food cravings has been linked to a lapse in the part of the brain that controls your self-control. Oh, let that sink in for a minute. Junk food cravings has been linked to a lapse in the part of the brain that controls your self-control. Canadian researchers have found that less activity in the part of the brain that's called the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex can lead to more cravings. WebMD, if they say it, it must be true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Says the junk food cravings were strongly ingrained and quite universal in the study as preferences for high-calorie foods start to kind of hijack people's thought patterns and even their eating patterns. The study published in the Psychosomatic Journal. What, do you just think you've got it in your hand? I'm just saying. Journal of Biobehavioral Medicine suggests that promoting brain health should be an integral part of any anti-obesity public health campaign. I would like to have them maybe do some... I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Go outside any, I don't know, what is the least healthy? Who are those people who always want to come up with the absolute worst sandwiches, the most unhealthy sandwiches? Who are those people? Do you? I mean, it's not Arby's.
Quakers?
It's one that we don't have here.
Oh, Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, Carl's Jr.
And Hardee's?
Yeah, and Hardee's. Let's set up outside a Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, a booth of people who... We'll ask folks as they're coming out based on I don't know, how tightly their clothes fit or how much they waddle or whatever. If they would like to have their dorsolateral prefrontal cortex measured, and tell me what's going to happen.
First of all, they're going to have an aneurysm when they try to say it.
They'll take a swing at them. But they can say, hi, I'm from the Journal of Biobehavioral Medicine. I would like to help promote brain health. I mean, those folks are just going to look at them like they're from another planet. You could hand out literature to them as they're walking into Hardee's. I know you're going in to have some scrumptious thing that has melted cheese on it, but would you please look at this first? I know that would make a big impact. Look, these people are eating what they're eating because they want to, okay?
Yep.
And explaining to them why they want to eat it is not going to change their behavior. They're wanting to eat it because they want to eat it. I mean, that pretty much is the end of the discussion.
Yep.
But that's okay. Science is here to save us so we can live forever.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Earning more and spending more. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We spent more money last month. The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased 0.5% in August. That may have helped fuel economic growth for the third quarter, which ends tomorrow. Americans' personal incomes increased 0.3%. The savings rate declined slightly to 5.4%. Stock market futures are lower as Wall Street prepares to start the new week. Analysts say unrest in Hong Kong has raised some concerns among investors, and trading may be somewhat cautious ahead of new job market data due out at the end of the week. Macy's is the latest big retailer to announce holiday hiring plans. The department store chain will add 86,000 temporary workers at stores and fulfillment centers this year. And the thriller The Equalizer debuted in first place at movie theaters over the weekend. The Sony Pictures release took in $35 million. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. It's 823. Amish Furniture for Generations reminds you that you need to get in there if you want to have that big, nice table for everybody to be sitting around for the holiday dinner around Christmas time or so. And the reason we talk about it now as we're just getting to October is because that's the way things are done when you're talking about solid wood furniture that is bench-built by Amish craftsmen and then Ken goes and picks it up there in the Amish country, brings it back down here to Bryan College Station or wherever he needs to deliver it, and it goes into your home or your business or your office, whatever happens as far as the furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations, however you want to use it. And again, there are a lot of commercial opportunities for you. If you're looking for quality, solid wood furniture that's bench-built to your specifications, then stop in and see them at Amish Furniture for Generations. They're right down from the Kroger on Old Boonville Road in the Old Boonville Road Shopping Center. You can give him a call if you want to at 260-5050. But know this, you'll learn more about furniture in one trip to Amish Furniture for Generations for all the year than for all the other years that you've spent going to other furniture stores, because those folks, don't understand the way that the furniture is built the way that Kent does, and he'll show you why. These are heirloom quality. Tables and chairs, sofas, electronic devices. They have grandfather clocks. All of that's available for you. Amish furniture for generations. This is furniture that is built for generations to come.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Went to one overtime period last Saturday in Arlington at AT&T Stadium. The Aggies win that game 35-28. In the last 20 minutes of the game, 21 unanswered points by Texas A&M's offense, and a great display by the Texas A&M defense as they really shut down the Arkansas offense. Right after the game, one that'll take your breath away, ask Coach Sumlin if he did indeed have his breath back yet.
I got my breath, but my voice is about gone. But what a game, huh? What a great place to play. Real exciting. I can't say how much I'm proud of these seniors and young guys being in a situation like that. Really, the first time this year, just kept playing, and our guys just made plays at the end.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies take on Mississippi State this coming Saturday. We'll broadcast the game beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll kick it at 11. Mississippi State over in Starkville. I'm Dave South, and that's another Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Conderla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
Fall is almost here. You know what that means.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
At RV Station in Bryan, we can help you and your family camp or tailgate in style this fall. There's never been a better time.
This is the time.
Tailgate in absolute luxury with a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 38 FLFS.
Take $29,900 off.
Enjoy the gorgeous fall weather with your family in a brand new Shadow Cruiser 225 RBS.
Just $214 a month right now.
You can rely on RV Station in Bryan for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with us.
Jayco number 2742, sale price $63,995. Shadow Cruiser number 2857, sale price $21,995. 144 months, 5.49 APR, 5% down plus TT and LWAC.
With all the running around, chasing the Aggies up to Dallas and back, it was nice to have my Suddenlink, so when I could finally unwind in the hotel room, I had exactly what I wanted because I've got Suddenlink to go, and it's available on my iPad, which means I got to watch everything from Fox News to NBC Sports, sci-fi, and more. My favorite TV shows on the go, and it's free. Now, okay, you can also manage your account, view and pay all your bills, set up an email with new service. Just visit suddenlink.com/apps for more information on that. It's faster than easier than ever before. With 15.0 high-speed internet, you can lock into that for as low as $35 a month. Suddenlink's also got the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee, and you're not locked into anything like with a satellite contract. Don't be disappointed with no contracts or anything else. You'll be appointed? No, you'll be made happy by the gang at Suddenlink. It's the best product lineup ever. Switch today. Drop by the local store. It's 4114 East 29th Street. So you're not dealing with somebody from another state. It's right here and it's local. And it's easier than ever before online, too. Just go to suddenlink.com.
Today, Google Glass failed the test. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Could you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yes, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier, knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Although most smartphone users don't own one and most never will, there's some important news about Google Glass that you need to know. When it comes to texting while driving, using Google Glass is just as dangerous and distracting as traditional texting. In the first scientific study on texting with Google Glass, researchers at the University of Central Florida found that the claims by Google Glass proponents that they are less distracting while driving, even when taking into consideration that Google Glass users can send text messages using voice technology as well as head commands, there's no difference. Texting and driving is dangerous. In separate studies, researchers have found that texting while you're behind the wheel is 6 times more dangerous than driving drunk with a blood alcohol level of 0.08. Read more about Google Glass and texting and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Earth's Ancient Water. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The water you drink, swim in, and contemplate during long walks on the beach may have originated in interstellar space, according to a new study in the journal Science. Carnegie Institution cosmochemist Connell Alexander explains that Earth's oceans have high levels of deuterium, a form of hydrogen, but the sun doesn't.
So the Earth's water seems to be enriched in deuterium by about 10 times that of the early solar system.
This suggests that some of the Earth's water came from ice in the cold reaches of interstellar space before the sun even formed. This could mean that the other organic matter necessary for life may be common in interstellar space, too.
So if you're sitting in your bath, relaxing and dreaming about the stars, I think it's quite an interesting, intriguing story, just the water you're sitting in.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A DPS investigation continues into what caused a head-on collision that left one dead and another critically injured. The accident Sunday evening closed Highway 21 between OSR and Fazino Lane, according to a KBTX report. What led to the wrong-way traffic on the portion of 21 where the accident occurred and is separated by a grass median has not been made available. Earlier this year, representatives of several service clubs announced plans to develop the Twin Cities' first playground for children with special needs. City of College Station Communications Director Jay Sokol says organizers have reached the point where they want to collect public input about the Fun for All area of Central Park.
The Fun for All playground is going to occupy, they think, about 2 acres at Central Park. Could have a price tag somewhere around $2 million. It is going to have fundraising efforts associated with that, thanks to folks from the Rotary Club of College Station Dune Lions Club, the Kiwanis, and the design work is being done by landscape architecture students at A&M, so it's really a nice collaborative endeavor.
Planners are looking for suggestions about what playground equipment and activity areas should be included. The first of two public meetings is Tuesday night at 6:30 at Southwood Community Center. Installation of the new $300,000 turf at Kyle Field is well on its way.
Between 24 and 28 refrigerated semi-trailers trucked in the new sod from North Carolina. A&M system officials say installation started sooner than expected. The football team plans to practice on the new surface before leaving later this week for their third straight game at Mississippi State. The first test of the replacement sod, brought in after chunks of the old turf came up 2 weeks ago, is when the Aggies host Ole Miss on October 11th. As installation continues, there is no public access to Kyle Field, but you can follow the progress online at kylefield.com/constructioncams. The leader of all Blinn College campuses has announced his retirement. District President Harold Nolte announced Friday afternoon he's leaving at the end of January next year. A special meeting of Blinn's Board of Trustees will take place this afternoon at 4 in Brenham. The agenda includes the executive session to discuss the district president's position. Dr. Nolte is ending his fourth year at Blinn and will be completing a 35-year career in Texas higher education. Governor Perry's signature achievement for economic development, the Texas Enterprise Fund, has been used multiple times in the Brazos Valley, but most recently in the BioCorridor. But the fund has come under fire again, this time by the state auditor's office, which found almost $250 million was awarded to 11 companies that did not submit an application. Dallas economist Ray Perryman says the fund needs to be reformed, but not eliminated.
We were not competing at all in economic development prior to that time, so there's been a significant role that the Enterprise Fund and some other programs have played in the success of the Texas economy, and we certainly can't afford to lose that success now.
As a result of the state audit, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has put an immediate hold on awarding grants until reforms have been fully implemented. A new survey conducted by the Texas Transportation Institute indicates we love our cars. Research Chris Simak says we're not interested in walking, bicycling, carpooling, or in public transportation.
While they agree that there's a need to increase transportation funding, they're reluctant to pay any more than what they're currently paying.
Simak says that includes raising the gas tax or vehicle registration fee.
We see that tolling relative to all the other options that were provided has a rather low level of support.
91% of Texans say they drive alone in their car on their daily commute, and they plan to keep it that way. How young is too young to start planning for your career? In the Temple School District, it's fifth grade. Temple ISD's Denise Ayers says they're the first in the state to start a career training program at the elementary school level.
The reason that we've decided to start it at the elementary level is truly because we live in a technology-based world, and every industry has some sort of technology connected to it. So we want to be able to position our students for success as much as humanly possible.
Ayers says thanks to House Bill 5, students must declare an endorsement as a freshman in high school, and they want to expose the kids to as many opportunities and choices as they can. The job training begins in kindergarten. A rifle advertised as one used in the UT Tower mass murder is up for sale.
It's believed Charles Whitman used the Remington 700, among other weapons, when he killed 16 people and wounded 32 others before police shot him to death 48 years ago. Houston victims' rights advocate Andy Kahn says a relic like this belongs in the Crime and Punishment Museum in Washington, D.C.
The value is enhanced, obviously, due to the ill-gotten notoriety. And we continue to give mass murderers like Whitman infamy and immortality that they richly don't deserve.
Kahn says he'd like to know how the rifle ever made it into the hands of a private collector. Well, the rifle is listed for $25,000 on TexasGunTrader.com. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The Future Farmers of America has a record nationwide membership of 610,000 members. Communications Director Christy Myers says that's a gain of 30,000 in just the last year.
One of the things our students are starting to realize is how many career opportunities there are in agriculture. And I think they're embracing that, and that's one of the reasons they're starting to take more agriculture education classes, as well as become a part of FFA.
Myers says they don't call the organization Future Farmers anymore because agriculture offers much more than just farming. WTAW news time is 8:38. It's 79 degrees, probably just a little bit lower. We'll get our temperature sensor checked out. More news for you at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley Food Bank and the Hilton of College Station present the inaugural Celebration of Hope Dinner on Monday, October 13th. It's an evening benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank's Because Hunger Won't Wait capital campaign, featuring keynote speaker, former White House Chief of Staff, Andrew Card. The Medal of Hope Award recognizes individuals who have uniquely addressed food insecurity and have helped to ensure hope for the hungry in the Brazos Valley. For more info, go to bvfb.org or call 779-FOOD. That's 779-FOOD.
food.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
Good morning. It's 839. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, it's going to produce sunshine. Temperatures going to reach 90 during the afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. More sunshine for tomorrow. Highs will reach 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy with patchy fog tomorrow night, 70 to 75. A blend of clouds and sunshine on Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. Though Wednesday afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So over in Temple, are they going to have like little suits and dresses that, the kids have to wear? Dress up in their little three-piece suit when they come to school now, since they're on a career track?
I don't know, but it's a great idea.
Oh, believe me, I very much, because by the time they're in fifth grade, you know if they're going to make it or not. I mean, no, I really, education people will tell you that you can tell by fifth grade whether or not these kiddos are going to do the college thing or they're not going to be on a college track.
You could convince me that maybe it should begin as a freshman, but definitely by the time someone's a junior in high school, they need to choose either a technical track and become a welder, plumber, pipe fitter, something along those lines, or a higher education track and go for that.
Yeah. Well, again, they ought to be testing them 5 years before that, though.
Well, and talk to them about realistic expectations. Yeah, you can make a lot of money very quickly in a technical field where you have to spend 4 years and a bunch of money to get an education.
I mean, if people like taking stuff apart, then why you got them sitting in there doing other stuff?
I agree.
Let them get in there and get after it. So we'll see. So these air traffic, Friday would have been a really, really bad day to be traveling. This air traffic control thing just is weird. Guy named Brian Howard, contract employee for the FAA, set fire to the Chicago Traffic Control Center. It's in Aurora, Illinois. He cut some cables, laid out some towel soaked in gas from a can that he had brought in, and lit them on fire. 2,300 flights had to be canceled on Friday. So, obviously, that had a ripple effect all over. 845 flights canceled and more than 1,700 delayed on Saturday. And on Sunday, Fox News reported 530 flights were canceled at O'Hare and about 50 at Midway. For his part, Howard, who allegedly tried to commit suicide as the first responders came in, could get 20 years in prison. So the busiest airports in the world, okay? Did you know that 9 of them are in U.S. America? That's pretty amazing.
It really is.
Houston in at number 9, by the way. Las Vegas is number 8. Number 7 surprises me. Any idea who number 7 is?
No.
Not off the top of my head.
Well, first, Atlanta's number 1. We know that. Yeah. Chicago's number 2. LAX is number 3. DFW's number 4. Denver's number 5. Number 7, oh, there's 6 is Beijing. Number 7 is Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte is busier than Las Vegas.
Is that somebody's
and
hub?
Houston. Yeah, it is. US Airways, I think, their hub. And a lot of people, if you have to fly over there, you do have to go through Charlotte. I mean, it's not to Atlanta, but but they upgraded about 10 years ago. I just didn't realize that many went through there. Anyway. All right, so we had this volcano thing happening over in Japan. They found 4 more bodies this morning. Just so you know, this is one of those great conversation starters after you've had the 7-minute gap, okay? You know,
the embarrassing lull,
right? After when the first lull hits, okay, then this is one that you can pull out of the old bag of tricks if you want to, about the ways that you can die from a volcano. The thing is, what do you think? We all think Pompeii, right?
Yep.
Right,
because all the horror movies show this fast moving river of molten lava that covers everybody up and they become stone. Well, that's not it.
Well, Pompeii was the ash.
Yeah, here are the four ways you can die. Okay. Annihilation from ash clouds. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nearby roofs can collapse under the weight of the falling ash. And the ash and the volcanic gases are spread across the globe. They can reflect some of the sun's radiation back into space. That can cause global cooling. Oh, my God. We wouldn't want that to happen. Al Gore would lose his fortune. And that actually happened in 1991 when Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines erupted. The global temperature dropped 0.6 degrees. And it remained that way for 2 years.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I do. I do, too. Number three, you can suffocate from poisonous gases.
Yeah.
When a volcano sits beneath a lake, gases from the magma can filter through the cracks in the earth and become trapped under the water as carbon dioxide. Number two, buried by the fast-flowing mud. They're called lahars. This is a thick mixture of mud, volcanic ash, and water. If coming from the top of a glacier-covered volcano, all that melted ice mixed with the volcanic ash causes an avalanche that travels with enough force to carry huge boulders at speeds as high as 50 miles an hour. And finally, cooked by super hot waves of gas. Ooh, that sounds really bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're called pyroclastic flows. Hey, you got caught by a pyroclastic flow last week. When the volcano explosively erupts, it sends these fast-moving waves of superheated gases down the side of volcanoes at hurricane speeds. They contain gas, ash, and rock and can travel at up to 450 miles an hour, pretty much vaporize you. Remember when they opened that thing in the Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Golly.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Lost Ark of the Covenant, that
but,
thing?
But when I said it, I mean, you knew exactly what I was talking about. All right, Sarah Palin. Let's hear it for Sarah. Sarah gave the White House an address of 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue. Way to go, Sarah. You're pretty close. Hope you're not hand-addressing the mail. According to a new book, 24 million U.S. Americans drink an average of 10 alcoholic drinks per day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
That's what it said.
Average?
That's what it says here. According to 24 million
well,
Americans.
If you're a Cowboys
that.
Fan there for a while, I could see that.
That could happen. That's a lot. The education minister of Kazakhstan has warned parents that SpongeBob SquarePants is a bully who enjoys beating up his neighbors. Just so you know. And a luxury perfume that originally was created in the 1800s and was lost in a shipwreck in Bermuda for 150 years is now available for purchase. How you like that? The launch event was held on the 23rd of September in New York. And so we've got this. The Bermuda Perfumery has unveiled the fragrance in the launch. This stuff costs $225 a bottle. And part of the proceeds will go to a new foundation to preserve and promote Bermuda shipwrecks. Yeah. $225 to give them $3, you know, how it works.
Yeah.
Again, I always remember how Archie Bunker said. He said they got the pricing all screwed up over there at the pharmacy. The big bottles cost less than the little bottles. Archie Bunker. Lady in Florida spent a month in jail for possession of canned pasta.
What?
Canned pasta.
Oh, right. The humanity.
Yeah. Police arrested 23-year-old Ashley Gabrielle Huff after they allegedly found a spoon covered with a suspicious residue inside her vehicle.
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. Matter of fact.
Uh-oh.
Huff insisted. Thank you. Very nice. Yeah. Huff insisted she wasn't using drugs, but cops arrested her anyway after sitting behind bars for a month. For a month waiting trial, the lab results finally came back. Officials confirmed wasn't drug residue at all. It was dried up SpaghettiOs. Huff says she may pursue legal action. Yeah, I think
I would.
Yeah, uh-huh. If I'd be doing that.
Of course, she was probably eating better inside the jail.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3800 F2-wheel drive 38-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder with front and rear chain guards, 5-foot box blade for $15,195. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $14,195. That's a monthly payment of only $194. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed prices, shop Norman G. Tractor. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 13 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
At Allen Honda, we believe fall is the greatest season of them all. Whether it's tailgating on a football Saturday or traveling to a family holiday, experience fall to the fullest in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's fabulous fall sale, lease a new 2015 Honda Accord Sedan LX for $209 a month with $2,199 due at signing. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com. Closed in lease for 2015 Accord Sedan LX available through 11-314. Excludes tax, title, and license. 12,000 miles per year. See dealer for complete details.
About 9 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so 650-pound gator learned the hard way that you don't challenge an Arkansas woman named Denise Smiley. She's hunting with her husbands and sons at a private lake when they ran afoul of the critter, which measured a very impressive 10.5 feet long. For her part, Denise said it took two harpoons and around 45 minutes of wrestling to get it to the surface where she could finish the job with a 12-gauge. Taking it back to shore proved to be a little bit difficult since the gator was too big for the boat, so the couple had to hold it in the water.
Oh, no, sir.
Until making it back to land. Denise said that she'd be bleaching the skull and keeping it as a trophy, and for the rest, she said the meat tastes pretty good. Pretty good accomplishment, too, for a woman of Denise's size. I don't know exactly how big she is, but anyway. It was in Alabama where John and Mandy Stokes and Kevin Jenkins and his kiddos landed a 15-foot, 1,000-pound gator, but hers at 650 is pretty good. Hate to think you don't get much bragging rights out of that. Okay. According
the
to
fact that you walked away, I think, is sufficient.
I agree that you got all your digits and stuff. Yep, believe that's probably right. According to the latest research from the American Time Use Survey and Pew Research Center, parents together now spend 27.5 hours a week on chores. That's down from 36 and a little change back in 1965. 27.5 now, about 36.3 in 1965. Some of the new free time is being spent on their kiddos. They spend 21 hours per week on one child, up from 12.7 hours in 1965. Well, you got to take them places. They got
yeah, you got to do stuff with them.
Got to go buy things for them, things like that. Used to be we made everything we needed. Made shoes. No, I'm just kidding.
Walked uphill both ways to school in the snow.
How much does it cost for somebody to buy a commercial on NBC Sunday Night Football? Last night, not much because the Cowboys were winning. Oh, I'm sorry.
Careful.
I know. Or CBS's Thursday Night Football. They are the number one and number two programs the past 2 weeks. Deadline reports a 30-second commercial in Sunday Night Football runs $627,000. Thursday Night Football cost you $480,000. Now, talking about other stuff. See, and again, this is what we're talking about. You can talk about TV stars and all that kind of stuff. The bottom line is, how much money can they get for the commercials inside the show? That's really what we're talking about, because you think that they're there to entertain you. They're not. They're there to sell soap, okay, or whatever, you know, or SpaghettiOs or whatever it happens to be. So here are the shows most expensive. Number one is Big Bang Theory at $344,000. Number two is Blacklist, $282,000. Number three is The Voice, $250,000. Modern Family at $239,000. State of Affairs, I don't know what that is.
I don't know that one either.
$219,000. Scandal, $217,000. Sleepy Hollow, $202,000. Simpsons, $189,000. A couple of things come out in my thoughts. Where's NCIS, which is regularly the number one dramatic show? Ain't there. Big Bang is number one. Blacklist, which is in its second season, is number two. Voice, I guess, which is a reality show. Does that make sense?
Yeah, The Voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's $253,000. But the other thing that really jumps out at me is The Simpsons at $189,000, number eight. And they've been on forever. I mean, the fact that they've got that kind of staying power really speaks to the fact that this is a show that's, you know, like crack. I mean, these people watch it and they continue to watch it. So that's a kind of amazing thing. By the way, who was killed off in the season premiere of The Simpsons last night, you know?
Yep, I do.
Don't spoil it. I haven't watched it.
Oh,
in seven
you haven't
years.
Watched it yet. Oh,
okay. You haven't watched it.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One on Highway 6 next to Harley-Davidson.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor, Julie 3 years, and Erica 5. And we're celebrating with them because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care closer to home.
Oh, this is just not going well today. My goodness. They just loaded up a bunch of commercials and they didn't do it properly. Well, you know, and the thing is, the whole idea is we're here so that we can play these commercials. That's what we do.
We were just talking about that.
Yes, that's what we do. Okay, if I can get this thing ever loaded up in time, I'll actually be able. But see, that's the thing that I love about our audience is they'll wait for a commercial. They will wait for a commercial. They may have to wait longer than I'm going to be able to get to today.
it may smack of effort
to bring back the late Chase Murphy. Late of this show.
Late of this show. Like, what?
Late of this show. All right, let me see. Hang on. This is so professional. This is such professional radio. Okay, here we go. You asked for it. Well, you didn't really, but anyway, here we go. Yeah.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup, right there!
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax for quality and yield.
Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. Aretha Franklin going to do a, got an album I think that is released today. It's called The Great Diva Classics, Aretha Franklin's Great Diva Classics. She's going to do Rolling in the Deep. That's Adele's song.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to sing tonight on the David Letterman show. But she's doing At Last, the Etta James song. I'm thinking that may be pretty good. That may be pretty good. So we'll see how that works. And it looks like Captain Kirk is gearing up for the Star Trek return. Shatner, who played Captain Kirk back in the original 60s television show, confirms that he, in fact, has been in contact with J.J. Abrams. I guess it's just a matter of putting together the money. This date, 1916. John D. Rockefeller became the first billionaire. You know, in 1916, that was a lot of money. And the Camaro was introduced in 1966. Originally, it was going to be called the Panther.
Yep.
We're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio.